This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hello, friends. So, what started as a normal part two to the podcast quickly became a disaster as I started hearing rumblings that there was trouble in paradise. And, well, the next thing I knew, I was no longer broadcasting. So I will now try again to do what I was doing moments ago. And I don't even know if you saw it. Share the video of Dad and Joanne. And even if you saw it, it's worth seeing it a second time. 92-year-old beloved dad serenading the multi-talented, lovely Joanne on her birthday. Let's live it all again for the first time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, my love.
Look how pretty. Look how beautiful. Thank you, honey. I love it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yay! Yay!
Woohoo! Give her a kiss again.
Yeah.
Kiss me. Give her a kiss again. Rap, give her a
she
kiss.
She wants another kiss.
Yay.
That's incredible. Bob says, well, now we just need the laugh and think parts for today. Yeah, you know. Laugh, think, cry, puke. Well, that was outstanding. Absolutely wonderful. Wanted to share that with you. I'm scratching my eye. I'm not crying. You'll know when I'm crying. It's not now. That just reminded me. I did not cry over the weekend. I remember on mentioned on Friday that I slept through taking poor O'Neill to his doctor's appointment to get his blood checked to see how his system is responding to the chemotherapy that the big guy is getting. And I have excellent news. After 3 weeks of chemotherapy or more, his system does not act at all like he is taking chemotherapy every day. I guess the risk is when you take chemotherapy, it can zap your immune system. And they look at three things in the blood. They look at the platelets, the white blood cell count, and the red blood cell count. And it appears normal, as if he's never taken any chemotherapy, which means, because if it comes out wonky, then you have to limit the cancer-fighting drugs that our guy is taking right now. But full steam ahead, and all is well so far in the big man's fight. And then Doc says, so is he acting any different? Is there anything? I go, no. You would not know that he is very, very sick. Runs around like a maniac. Eats like he always has eaten, unbelievable appetite, and he is otherwise great. Tyler says zapped immune system is no bueno for a fella who enjoys eating poo-poo pudding piles. Maybe that's why his immune is so strong. By the way, I thought of you this weekend because a family member of my, not a family member, a friend of the family. I learned that dude got a colonoscopy and he has a huge polyp in his colon. So big that it requires its own procedure. You know how like they'll go in there and zappy zappy right there and get him out during, they have the ability to do that during the colonoscopy. My man's was such a quado that they could not do that. And so now they have to go in with like a special deal and like birth it out of his ass. So you being the, I don't know if people know this, but Tyler, in addition to just finishing up his all of his education necessary to become a nurse, and he'll be doing that shortly. While he's been being educated, he has been working in a lab examining these things. I hope I haven't said too much. I think we've covered the ground before on this show that you are the guy who prepares those so that the docs can get a better look at them. I mean, you don't want the doc to just do the work. He's too busy. You got to have, Tyler there to prepare whatever. I don't know if it's you put it on a slide or what, you know. But so there might be one coming down the pipe in a matter of weeks that's like the size of this mug. What is the largest polyp that has ever been delivered to you? Has it ever been like, you know how when Jared Goff hands a football off, are you getting like a polyp that big where you have to catch it in the bread basket? It's in like a big bag. The process of going from a person's asshole to your counter for dissection. I have so many questions about this career field. Like how much time from asshole to countertop? They have to put the polyp like on ice. They have to refrigerate the polyp, then get it to you and you to determine if it's deadly or not. I'm going to guess with that much mass in a polyp, like the size of a dude's head, that's a real telltale sign that there's something terribly wrong. This is why you go to the doctor yearly. I'm guessing if your dude who has a polyp the size of a Wilson football in his colon, that it took some time for it to get to that point. Which means, I mean, there's no way a polyp is going to grow that big from checkup to checkup. This is why you go to the doc. If any of you don't go to the doc, especially when you get older, boy, you're rolling the dice. Kids can get big polyps too. It's rare, but it happens. Yeah, I know, but what's the biggest one you've ever witnessed? Like size of a grapefruit? Because I that would be incredible. I would just want to look at it and play with it for a little bit. Baseball, he says. Okay, baseball polyp. Can you imagine if you had the polyp and then there was someone at work that annoys you and in a fit of rage when the polyp was right in front of you, with your gloved hand, you picked it up and you whipped it at them? And then it hit him actually in the back of the head. It would look like JFK. When he was in the motorcade in Dallas. Back and to the left. Donut Dan is here. He says, that gives a whole new thought process for asshole of the day. And you know, assholes, Donut Dan, which by the way, we are how far away from the Dirty Donut? Dirty Donut happens in what month? July? We're almost one half of a year away. We're getting close to the one-half-year mark for the Dirty Donut. You can't think about the Dirty Donut which without thinking about last year's race and the June 20th. So we're what? November 20. December, January, February, March, April, May. 7 months away. 7 months, 3 days. From the tiled floor feces incident. I'm thinking you should have t-shirts made for it. I was there, and then put the date, and then like the actual, actually have animation of the shit, maybe the shit emoji. And then your, was it your brother or your son who cleaned it up? I think it was your son. Some animal, I mean, not an actual animal, a human being, took a shit in the middle of the floor of the high school that opens its doors to Dan for the race. And I was the one who reported it. The amount of time, the distance that I had to walk from where the shit on the floor was, where actual people were walking through it, to where Dan was probably 600 yards, 700 yards. And in that time, I was overwhelmed with excitement because I knew breaking that news was going to result in some incredible reactions. And then look at the look on my face. This was the look on Dan's face when I was telling him this story. And then the reactions from the other people were just, they couldn't believe it. The one dude was laughing so hard. He almost had a heart attack. And I go, Dan, I'm not even kidding you. Somebody took a shit on the floor. Stevie says, that's got to be on video somewhere. Cameras are everywhere. I swear to God, every time I bring this up on here, it's like so many questions pop up. There's always a new question. I don't know why we didn't think it wasn't a dog. There was a reason why we thought it wasn't a dog. We were convinced. Oh, I know. Because the shit droplets. Okay, so you had the first turd, and then there was like a few feet to the next turd, and then the next turd, and then they got progressively smaller, and it went all the way into the men's locker room. So someone was making a break for it. And the turds were falling out of their shorts. Like, I don't know if they were, like, shaking them out of their leg or what. And then, over time, people weren't paying attention, looking at their phones. They were stepping in it, and then you'd see, like, the imprints of the shoe, and then it made it even worse. So it was just, it was scattered over, kind of like when the Germans firebombed London. It was a lot like that. That amount of ground was covered everywhere. And there was a big smear fest, and just, you could tell where shoes had slipped through the pile. Bread Bull Brain Chris with a great callback. Yeah, Andy Dufresne style, shaking it out of the pant leg. Exactly. That's what Andy did when he was in the yard, getting the bits of the wall out. But this would be with turd. We don't know if it was an adult or a child, elderly person. We don't know if it was shorts or pants. I'm thinking it was not one of the competitors doing my sleuthery, because most of the competitors had bike shorts on, which would contain the turd. I'm going to guess elderly man. And I remember, because I didn't realize that I was in the epicenter of the area, and I was looking at my phone, and I've described this to you before, and I was like, the fuck? I'm like, I hope that wasn't me. I don't smell anything. I mean, I smell something, but and then I'm like, that doesn't smell like fart. It smells like actual shit. And then some guy, I look up, he goes, oh my God, that is actual human shit. And I went, oh, fuck. And then I immediately looked at the bottom of my shoe to make sure there was none on me. And I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I think I did make one reference, excuse me, during the award ceremony about there was a code brown. And then I think I said, if you know, you know. I don't think next year that I would go out of my way to say, hey, who remembers last year? I'm not going to do that to Dan. Okay? We don't want to do that. But I think it'll be fun to acknowledge with the people that were involved in the Dirty Donut shit fiasco every year. I don't remember the names and faces. There was a couple there who they own an insurance business. And they're big sponsors of Dan. And they volunteer while they're there to like help out and passing out the awards. And the wife of the husband-wife team, she was involved when I broke the news. And so was like her cousin. Her cousin, that was the dude who reacted so, he was laughing so hard he almost died. That was the dude. I don't remember their names. Casey and Ben. And the laughing guy was Austin. Yes. Casey is the wife. Ben is the husband of the insurance. They own like a farmer's insurance agency. And they're like, you know, sponsor. They award the medals, give you prizes. And they get the cousin to help. Crazy cousin Austin. And that dude, he lost his fucking mind when I told that story. Hey, man, there's a big pile of shit in there. God. And those people that win the awards, holy shit. They are, what happens is we announce the awards as quickly as we can, and there's a lot of awards to give away. But occasionally, something will happen, and you'll get like a competitor who'll say, yeah, I won my award, but I got to go. So will you announce me now? And we're like, no, just fucking wait like everybody else. Come on. We'll mail it to you. Have a hot dog. Get the fuck out of here. Dan, I could honestly go back to that story every single day of my life. And I would never grow tired of it. Ever. One of the most bombastically absurd things I have ever witnessed in all my life. And the amount of shit smeared onto that floor. Huh. The whole floor. You know how like, who was the dude that painted the Sistine Chapel? Was that Da Vinci or Michelangelo? This was the opposite of that because it was on the floor. And it was shit. Michelangelo. So I don't know. Not at all the same. Because, you know, it's shit. Breaking news, awards will be indoors this year at a 500-seat auditorium. Well, I don't like that. No. I don't want to do the event now if it's indoors. I'm kidding, of course. I sound like Freebeer. All right. I got lots of videos to go over. This is another reason why you should follow the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. This is from some basketball game, Maryland against Marquette. Thank you to Scott for sending this along. In this particular clip, dude's got the ball in the red. He's going to go up and dunk. And he's going to hang on the rim. And then when he lets go and his feet hit the floor, something goes haywire and it looks like his leg kind of falls off. This is rough. Here's Payne. Diving in with the Payne. Oh! Oh. Okay, again. How did he do this? Okay, the right foot. It's see the graphic is covering up some of the breakage. And then he does like a splits. Okay, he's screaming. And his name's Payne. Oh, it's like Michael Jackson in Thriller. Holy shit. Hold on a second. I'll do this even better. Oh. The Payne. That's rough. If you get sound, he's screaming in pain. Let me, I'll actually do it again and turn it up. Oh, God, is that the weirdest looking thing? Holy shit. They're talking about a busted hip at Gronk. What was the injury suffered here? Let's see. Taken to the hospital. I'm going to go with dislocated hip or torn labrum. Jeez, this guy wrote dick pull. Broke or dislocated his right hip from what it looks like. This person wrote everything. Full body fracture. Ugh. God dang, that's rough. All right. Thank you to Scott as well. Another clip that you got to see. Again, this is why you watch a show. And if you aren't, you're listening, you can click on the link in the show notes. Whatever soccer team scores a goal, keep an eye on the ball boy wearing red. So the kid's just standing there watching the team celebrate and whammo. Man running from police sent flying after bystander trips him in downtown Dearborn. That would be Michigan. So you can see the person right here. Dude's going to come running down. Cops are in right behind. And this is how it unfolds. Oh, that was outstanding.
You gotta get taxi out of the ground.
Successful trip. Well, those cops are way behind that guy, too. There was no way they were going to catch him. This guy's holding a drink while he trips the bad guy. It might be a chick. I don't know. Doink. It's outstanding. Well done. Well done. All right. I want to get into a little bit about this this Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene. So is it my understanding that she wanted the Epstein list released? Again, this should not be something that people are arguing about. This should not be something that they have to have a vote about. And I think the big thing here is you have someone who is a huge supporter of Trump. And she's saying, what's the big deal? Release that information. I don't see what the problem is. Trump does not like that. He writes, lightweight Congressman Marjorie Taylor Brown. These taunts are ridiculous. Green grass turns brown when it begins to rot. That sounds like something that he would come up with. Betrayed the entire Republican Party when she turned left. Performed poorly on The Pathetic View. and became the rhino that we all know she always was. Just another fake politician, no different than Rand Paul Jr., Thomas Massie, who got caught being a full-fledged Republican in name only. Rhino, make America great again. Whatever. And so, yeah, he's really ripping into her. And she was a diehard Trump fan. And I don't see a lot that she's doing that he should be upset about. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like she's doing anything more than what most Americans would want. And that just to get to the bottom of this, if there are important people that were having sex with kids, for God's sake, that has to be known. Taylor Green says she's sorry for toxic politics. And I think what she's referring to is all the nonsense that she put everybody through leading up to this break with Trump. He called her a traitor and a disgrace. Green said that's resulted in threats to her life. Dana Bash challenged Green for not speaking out when Trump had directed the same kind of rhetoric at others that she is getting now. And she responded with, "I think that's a fair criticism." So I think she has had an epiphany. I think she's realized that the way he is leading the country and how he is behaving concerning this right here with the Epstein information has made her rethink her position. And I think that's interesting. I typically don't think a lot of this shit is interesting. I think it's interesting when I see the misappropriations and the nonsense that is obviously something that is not right. In this case, all the information about Epstein not being released. But I think that this is very interesting that she is kind of somehow seeing this from a different perspective. She says, "I'd like to say humbly that I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country." She continued in the interview on Sunday. "It's been something I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I'm only responsible for myself and my own words and actions, and I'm committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately to put down the knives in politics," she said. "I really just want to see people be kind to one another." Now, a lot of times she hasn't been. Leading up to this, she's been a huge pile of shit. In the same interview, Green urged Dana Bash to interview Nick Fuentes, the anti-Semitic commentator who has expressed support for Adolf Hitler. I don't know why she would want Dana Bash to interview Nick Fuentes. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, "Dad, what do you want for Christmas?" And I go, "Well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Green, a MAGA stalwart and longtime supporter of the president, has earned a reputation as a provocateur and conspiracy theorist over the years. She suggested that the September 11th attacks were a joke. I'm sorry, were a hoax, not a joke. She's been big on the QAnon bullshit. I think that if I were to take her seriously, which I'm not, she would have to go out of her way and talk about how batshit crazy it was to suggest things like that. I still don't take her seriously. But I do find it interesting that she has somehow gotten into this feud with Trump over his refusal to release the so-called Epstein files. She has been urging Trump to release the files, and the president has been fiercely lobbying to prevent the same outcome. The fallout comes as the House is moving closer to a vote on a discharge petition, a procedural tactic that allows members to circumvent House leadership to bring a bill to the floor if a majority approves on the release of the Epstein files. However, just today at 7:38 a.m. Eastern Time, this came out, Trump on Sunday called on House Republicans to vote to release files linked to Epstein, reversing his previous position. Trump's announcement came amid signs that a vote this week on the measure forced by a discharge petition might have won dozens of Republican votes despite the president's opposition. As I said on Friday night aboard Air Force One to the fake news media, House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide. And it's time to move on from the Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics. Well, good. If that's the case, do it. Quit talking about it. And then the other question I have for you then, if that's the case, if you are all about releasing them, then why are you fighting with Green in the first place? That means the two of you agree. So what's the point of that? All right, so I'm anxious to see what happens next. I mean, is this much to do about nothing when it comes to Epstein? Rebecca says, I'm willing to give MTG credit for this. Only her future actions will determine if she's really changed. We have to be willing to work with folks as their opinions grow and change. Young Adam Schwab says he had his name redacted. That is why he did an about face. So the suggestion there would be that whenever there's a redaction, the black line, that's Trump's name. He's like, yeah, I don't want that. If there's no redaction, how could anybody fall for this? If there is no redaction, then they will not be released. If innocent people, wink, winks, names are redacted, then we will release them. Molly says that even if he is in the documents, MAGA will find brainless defense for Agent Orange. I don't think so. I actually give them benefit of the doubt that if that is the case, a large percentage of the base would no longer. So I think Adam is onto something. The only way if Trump knew his name was on the list or in those documents, the only way he would agree to list to show those is if he was protected. That is the only way this happens. So we can expect them to be released and learn nothing. Like, no one's names will be released. He'll keep everybody's out. I don't think he'd be dumb enough to let everybody's be out except his. in my mind, the redaction will say Donald J. Trump, and just the J is redacted, or just J. Trump. And he could be like, that could be any Donald. Donald Fagan from Steely Dan. Donald Duck. My God, I can't get enough of this story. TOFA says they won't be released, though. The House would need 2/3 majority vote in order to override a veto in the Senate or the president himself. They won't get a 2/3 majority vote. Isn't it silly, though, to think that you have a guy who his whole life as an adult trafficking children for a prostitution ring, and we can't get information about that transparently? And the reason why is because many, many people who are very, very powerful and have lots of money are on that. I mean, the fix is in, ladies and gentlemen. How long has it been? This should have been years ago. And I don't, the argument might be made, well, yeah, well, we don't want the trust of the American people to be dissolved if the American public finds out that all these bigwigs who were supposedly good human beings are included. Well, yeah. Well, we don't trust you either way. If you're keeping it from us, what's worse, keeping it from the American people or letting the American people know which one, how many famous people were putting their ding-dongs into little girls? What's worse? I would say keeping it from the American people is worse. I say that if you let it be known that these animals did this shit, the next time around that the next wacko decides to traffic young girls, the psychopaths who would want to take the traffickers up on that might think twice and not engage in that behavior. Tofus says, the power of money. Stevie says, why are they protecting pedophiles? It's disgusting. Absolutely. Rebecca says, where's the hacker named Anonymous when you need them? Now is the time to get to work and release the list. Bob says, release everything and out other pedos and fire up old Mr. Chippy. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the biggest names in the world are associated with this. I don't know, man. You got to be a real sick bastard to be involved in that. Now, if Epstein was involved in trafficking no one, let's say there was no trafficking whatsoever of young girls, but rather you had a bunch of 50-year-old MILFs who liked dick, all right? And they were like, hey, can we be part of the island? And Epstein's like, yeah, sure, come on. And then there's nothing illegal about that, you know? I mean, as long as you don't pay them like a prostitute, or you can do this at a place where prostitution and the sex trade is allowed, I mean, I think you'd be just as successful with, like, Old Bag Island, frankly. I know I'd want to go if I was single. Tofus says, I would bet Clinton is on that list. Centrist Dems aren't much different than the Republic. Well, I don't know if it's anything about party. I think it's just a matter of creep or no creep. And, I mean, let's be honest here. Clinton was on a lot of those plane rides. Are you telling me his trips to the island were just to look at the water or soak up the sun? This is the guy who got a blowjob in the Oval Office and batched on the intern's dress. God damn, that's bad. All right. So that's the latest. Speaking of pedos, there was some wacko in West Michigan who just got in trouble for this. Some old dude from Newaygo, Michigan, which is definitely north of the hard living line, apparently struck up a conversation online with a 17-year-old girl 200 miles away, way across the state. She was reported missing on November 7th when she did not get off of the bus on the way home from school. Investigators learn that she hopped into a Jeep Cherokee with an unknown driver. Turns out that disgusting bastard had been in communication with her online, and that was the plan. Somehow she got misguided enough that she thought that that would be a good idea. Deputies north of where I live in Newaygo County, which is full of awful people, spotted a vehicle matching the description of the Jeep that the girl got into. That led to a search warrant for the home that it was parked at. Inside, they found the 17-year-old and a 51-year-old dude who looked like he was 71. The girl was interviewed and turned over to the Oakland County Sheriff. Dude is under arrest on multiple charges, including harboring a runaway, manufacturing child porno, and multiple gun-related offenses. His identity has not been released. This is an old version of the story. It might be updated by now to where they actually show the guy's face. Because I did see a picture of him. He looks like a total creeper. My God. Alt-country star Todd Snyder is dead. I really liked Todd Snyder. He's kind of like an off-the-beaten-path artist with, I guess, some alt-rock, alt-country rock, cheeky-style songs. And this dude had a really, really bad month. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Todd Snyder started out the month of November, and he was outside of a venue, and somebody assaulted him. As a result of the injuries, he canceled the rest of his tour. While they were examining him as the days went by, they said, "You have pneumonia, actually walking pneumonia." I don't know what the hell the difference is. I don't know why they call one walking pneumonia and one pneumonia. But somehow it took hold of him more than it should have, and it killed him. The announcement was made right at the start of the weekend. The injuries he sustained from the attack earlier in the month were severe. And that was the start of the trouble for Todd Snyder. Great, great artist. Gone way too soon. R.I.P. It's just 59 years old. I really like this guy. Really, really sad. I've been following his career since he was in his 20s. We played a few of his songs on the old Z93. Kind of like a crossover type of artist. I have good news to report concerning O.J. Simpson, or actually more appropriately, O.J. Simpson's estate. I didn't know that the juice was worth this amount of money. It was my understanding that the juice was surviving on money from his NFL pension at the time of his death. But the dad of Ron Goldman, that would be Fred, who this guy's life has been a huge pile of shit ever since his son was murdered. I mean, this guy, Fred Goldman, has been pissed off and heartbroken since that fateful night. And he has worked tirelessly to make O.J. Simpson pay, and he had never really been successful because the juice ponied up the cash that the Goldman family won when they won that civil trial against the juice. I think there was a couple things that they did to get under the juice's skin. They got his Heisman Trophy, and I think they melted it down or some shit. And then Simpson wrote that book called If I Did It. And the Goldmans, through court intervention, were able to take over the publication of the book and all the money that came from it. And they actually changed the title of the book to I Did It. But outside of that, there weren't a lot of victories for the Goldman family. However, since the juice died, Fred has been petitioning the court to be able to assume control of O.J. Simpson's estate. And it's worked. The executor of Simpson's estate has accepted Fred Goldman's creditor claim for $58 million plus 30 years of accumulated interest. 30 years, my God. It was filed just recently, and back in 2021, a Las Vegas judge had ordered Simpson to pay the Goldmans the $58 million. I think that was finally after all the appeals, after the civil trial. My God, the Goldmans originally asked for $117 million when the family filed its claim back in February of 2021. All right, so this is in addition to the civil, I think the civil lawsuit that was won by the Goldmans led them to filing this claim. God damn. $58 million. You know, that whole family, everything about this, if you've never saw the latest O.J. Simpson documentary, it's well worth it because they really get into some details that you didn't really hear about when all of that circus was going on. Incredible. I hate that fucker. Fuck O.J. That's what Tofus says. Good. Fuck O.J. Absolutely. All right. I have a sponsor that I want to get to that I'm just working with just now, just starting to work with. And they're doing a Black Friday sale, and I want you to know about it. Okay. If you have ever wanted to jump out of an airplane, tandem skydiving, now is the time to get a gift certificate to do just that. Skydive Grand Haven is who I'm talking about. And these folks are amazing. They've been doing it for a long time. In fact, there's an ad that I'm going to play that I just made that I posted to my social media, which can explain this to some degree as well. Let's check it out right now. You can see for yourself. Early Black Friday savings from Skydive Grand Haven. Tandem jump gift certificates were $2.99, now $1.99 through Black Friday. A gift for you or someone you know or love for the holidays. Black Friday savings now through Black Friday. And tell them Eric Zane sent you at SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Okay, so that was $2.99 to do this. This would be you for $299. See this guy up here looking at you? And you can... you can purchase like a video or a picture package, and they'll take your picture on the way down. You can get these pictures. Like, look at that. My God, what an image. $199? Are you kidding me? What a gift. The beautiful Lake Michigan shore. This guy's having so much fun. How great is that? The beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. What a shot. That's you jumping out of an airplane. It was $299. Now it's $199. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Rebecca says, nope, absolutely never. Well, I'm going to do this. Pooh Bear and I are definitely going to do this. Tyler says, will you be skydiving? Yes, 100%. Bob said, is this the same place that the FBHW crew have been going to? Yes. So I reached out to them and said, so how is that doing the they talked about how much money they had to spend. And I go, oh, my God. I go, how about you have me talk about the Black Friday sale? I'll give you more people, and it'll cost you a fraction of what you paid. How does that sound? And here we are. So if you want in, the way you do this is you go to skydivegrandhaven.com. I'll actually walk you through it. If you're listening to the audio podcast, click on the link where it says sponsors, and then it says Skydive Grand Haven. So you go to Skydive Grand Haven, shop gift certificates, and then right here, $199 tandem skydive. That was $299. So spend the $199, and they have this only until through Black Friday. So if you go there and buy it ASAP, you can buy it as a gift for someone. Talk about a one-of-a-kind gift for someone who would love to do that. Kuipers says you have to do this. It is quite a thing. Nick says, this is something I've always wanted to do. So you and the lovely Marty could do that, or you could buy it for yourself, or you could put it on your Christmas list, but you have to do this by Black Friday. Kuipers says, skydiving is worth every penny. Molly says, I want to go. Bob says, be sure to wear your Q100 swag when you go. I don't get that. Well, why? To promote the radio station? No, I'll wear the Eric Zane Show podcast gear. Rebecca says, nope, absolutely never. Oh, it's a breeze. You'll have so much fun. I'm telling you. Would you do it if we all got together and did it? You've got to do this. Anyway, go to skydivegrandhaven.com. Brand new sponsor on the show. All right? Mention me if you get a chance. They said if anything comes through for the $199, that they'll just credit to me. So what was $299 is $199 at Skydive Grand Haven if you're a listener of this show. Thank you. Hello to Kuiper Tree Care. If you're in West Michigan, reach out to them. 616-828-8225. If you have any unwanted trees you want to get rid of, stumps ground up, not to mention tree trimming, tree risk assessment, they do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. I just heard from an audience member who did me a solid because they went ahead and suggested Frank Fuss to a friend or a family member. Friend or a family member is what I'm trying to say. And that really, really helped your old pal EZ. That would be Rob. EZ, I want to let you know, I referred a girl that I know to Frank. He took care of her. She mentioned your show. Just letting you know, I love the show. Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate you. That's the way we do it. If you want to reach out to Frank, go to appointmentwithfrank.com. Frank will help you out with everything you need to know to help you with the Affordable Care Act, if that's how you get your insurance. And that's usually a person who's in between jobs, self-employed, or their employer does not offer health care insurance. Thank you to Frank Fuss, mypolicyshop.com. You can reach out to him at appointmentwithfrank.com. And last but not least today, King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Three locations to get your hair cut, 821 36th Street, Caledonia, and Northland Drive. So Northland Drive is one, Caledonia is another one, and at 821 36th Street, three locations, King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Haircut's going to set you back $21. All dudes get their hair cut at King's Room, or chicks who like short hair. Today's asshole of the day. Let's make it the old Nuevo creep. What the hell is wrong with the world? Yeah. What the fuck? That is my time on the free podcast. As always, I am so appreciative of you. Thank you for being part of this show. Boo on the Lions. It was a horrible performance by them, and the Eagles were just flat out amazing. They might be the NFC shoe-in for the Super Bowl right now if we look that far ahead. And the Lions just, oh my God, I don't know about these guys this year. Something's definitely amiss. All right, I'll talk to you later on the Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you, and bye-bye.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.